Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I'd like to share with you how to harness the blessings of wicked people. Yesterday, I explained to you what I mean when I say wicked person. And in that podcast that is titled The Gift of Wicked People, I explained to you that a wicked person, as I use it in this context, is someone who decides to be mean to you. It's possible you have never seen the person before. It's also possible you work with the person in an office, is a family member, a church member, a mosque member, whichever person the person is, but he decides to be mean to you, either because it's natural with him to be mean to people, or simply because he hates you. I said sometimes you find these people as teachers, sometimes you find them as co-workers, you find them in all kinds of places. The important thing I explained in the last episode of Bridges Step Up is that wicked people are actually gifts if we learn to look at them for who they really are. My focus today is to tell you how to harness the blessings of their wickedness, of their lifestyle. That is how to be able to extract the gifts that they have to offer you. It does not mean that when you encounter wicked people, they have one gift they want to give you. What I actually mean when I talk about wicked people being gifts or the blessings of wicked people is that there is something about their lifestyle, there's something about the way they behave that will turn out to become a gift to you if you just learn how to look at it the proper way. Do you understand what I'm saying? The first thing you must do if you want to harness the blessings of wicked people is that you should see them for who they really are. A lot of times the problem you and I have is that when we encounter people like that, we quickly conclude that, oh, this person is a wicked person. He hates me. He wants me to fail. He doesn't want me to make progress. He's giving me poor appraisal. He wants me to fail his course. He just wants to be mean to me and he doesn't want my progress. That is natural response. That is default response from you and I. But the truth of life is that is a very wrong way to look at it. I say it's a very wrong way because when we continue to look at wicked people that way, we'll never be able to harness the blessings that they have. Now, I understand that his intent for giving you poor appraisal is so that you'll never rise. His reason for refusing to give you an information that he should have given you is so that you don't rise above him. But of course, you should also understand that there's more to it than just what he or she is doing. There's more to it than he or she unnecessarily giving you extraneous labor, more work than you should. And the more to it is that blessing that comes from it. So please don't look at the person as just somebody that hates you. Look at the person as someone that wants to be of use to you. And if of course, please, I don't want to repeat what I said in the last episode. Kindly go to brody.com/podcast and download it. Now what I'm saying today is that when you have been able to look at them for who they are, then the next step you do is that do your best to survive working with them. Do your best to survive living with them. Do your best to survive staying in a bus with them. Do your best to pursue peace with them. What happens many times is that when we encounter wicked people like that at the workplace, if they are your superiors, they will give you a lot of work, more work than they should. They have all kinds of expectations from you, expectations that naturally and normally you will not be able to meet. And when they come up with such expectations, what they want to do is to either frustrate you or make you get so angry you want to run away. This is what I tell you. What they are doing is they are doing you wickedness. But please, I'd like you to please take advantage of the blessing that is encoded in that wickedness. The blessing in it is this. If you're able to cope with them, if you're able to work with them and do the assignment they ask you to do, which you know and they also know is too big to ask you to do, even when they give you unrealistic expectations and targets, do not just look at the fact that they are wicked. Look at the fact that, oh, these people are giving me the opportunity to stretch myself beyond what is normal. Yes, that's a good way to look at it. Look at it that they are giving me the opportunity to become who I have not become before. Look at it that they are giving you the opportunity to stretch yourself, to be able to take delivery, to be able to draw within you every resource you have to become who you are. There's something that happens in life. Many times when you stretch yourself beyond where you have been before, you never go back to that thing. There were times that it takes me time to be able to write one article in a day. Now I write two, I write three, and I have sat down in one evening and written 5 articles. And listen, I'm not talking about short blog posts, 500 or 300 words of article by 5. Now somebody says it's not, what's the big deal? But I said there was a time I can't do it. Now, I wasn't working for anybody when I said, of course, it's for Brojid, and nobody's okay. My team member, of course, I am responsible to them, but there is no boss that said, tells me, Brojid, you must write 5 articles for no. I have to task myself and say, how do I get these things done? Now, a lot of human beings don't have the capacity to task themselves to do that. Now, if God gives you a wicked person, a wicked boss, and the person compels you to stretch yourself beyond normal, please go ahead and do that. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you're able to stretch yourself beyond what is normal, let me tell you, what you have done is that you have improved in your ability to get the work done. And let me tell you, if you have a wicked lecturer who is looking for a way to fail you, learn his course so well, learn how to write it so well, that when you write it, he will not be able to see any error in your work. Do you understand what I'm saying? And when you have wicked people who want to suppress you by denying you things they should have done for you, I mean, you have a wicked uncle or cousin, and you expect him to please at least help you with school fees, he refuses to help you with school fees, will you stop school? No! Stopping school is out of the place. So what are you going to do? You now ask yourself, after all, there are people that went to school and they never had parents. You ask, what did they do? What they did is very simple. They learned how to engage themselves to render services or develop products and sorts of people in exchange for money. And please, just by the way, when I talk about rendering services, I don't mean the room services if you're a lady. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end is destruction. What happens is that people who render bedroom services to sort out their financial problem, they are taking the way that appears to solve their problem, but they are actually ending in destruction. If you can go to broji.com, go to the student section, you find somebody I interviewed. She made first class. Her name is Toby Loba Ige. What she did was that she had to do so while going to school, and she made within the rate of 30,000 naira every month. She was not doing any bedroom service for anybody. All she did was to sew clothes to her classmates, and they paid her. Another lady still on broji.com, all she did was to braid hair, and they paid her. The point I'm making is that when you have people like that, they refuse to give you money, or your father is just mean and wicked because your mother is the second wife, or because she's the first wife, and she loves the second wife more than the first wife, is not giving you school fees. That's wickedness meted out to you. And let me tell you how to profit from it. Look away from the man. Look away from what he has to offer you. And ask yourself, how do I develop my capacity to be able to offer value to people? Please, I wish I could have taught how to do this in a sense, but if you can download my podcast titled Turn On Your Wealth Magnet, Attracting Wealth in Your Neighborhood, I believe they will give you a good guide on how to turn on the potential that God has given you to be able to make money. Another thing you need to bear in mind is this. When you encounter people who are very mean and who are not friendly at all, they are pressing you, they are tempting you, they are trying to draw within you ability to be patient, ability to endure, ability to be angry and not say things that you shouldn't say, ability to be angry and control that anger. And this is what they are doing from you. If you're able to develop endurance, develop patience, develop the ability to shut up your mouth when you wanted to say bad things, then what has happened to you is this, that the wicked people you encounter has made your life better. What's the point I've made? There is blessing in wicked people, and that blessing is a better person, is the more efficient person they make you become by the act of their wickedness. Therefore, do what you have to do to harness the blessings of wicked people.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Brojid Step Up, brought to you by Brojid Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit brojid.com. That is brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojid World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.